Hundreds of thousands of Lebanese are holding an anti-Syria demonstration today, exactly 1 month after the killing of popular former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. A huge mass of protesters jammed Martyrs Square in downtown Beirut to press their demands for an independent international investigation into the Hariri assassination and for Syria to stop meddling in Lebanon's affairs. Former Prime Minister Hariri was killed February 14th in a massive explosion that is still reverberating through Lebanon's politics and its relations with Syria. Syria denies involvement in the Hariri assassination, but many Lebanese blame Damascus. Since the killing, Syria has been redeploying its troops in Lebanon, with about 4,000 reportedly returning to Syria and about 10,000 on the move to Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley. The move is in response to the public protests and U.S.-led international pressure. Many protesters told VOA they will keep demonstrating until Syrian troops and spies are completely out of Lebanon.
We want to show to all the world that we are a unit and we want our freedom. Enough, please.
I am here today for the truth and to save my children later on, because we already paid too much. I don't want my children to pay anymore. We want our freedom. That's what we want.
Do you believe Syria will be leaving?
Yes. If America tells them to go out, they have to go out. And we are here to tell that they're going to be out.
This is the biggest anti-Syria rally since Mr. Hariri's death. Last Tuesday, the Hezbollah militant group mobilized about 500,000 people for a pro-Syria demonstration in Beirut. The Syrian-backed president of Lebanon, Amir Lahoud, has appealed for an end to the protests, expressing fear that the same people who killed Mr. Hariri could provoke an incident and inflame violent passions. Despite the president's words of caution, both pro- and anti-Syria factions have said they want a peaceful resolution to their differences, and they say they respect each other's right to demonstrate. Monday's rally came amid political gridlock in Lebanon over the reappointment of Prime Minister Omar Karami, a Lahoud protege who had handed in his resignation 2 weeks after the Hariri assassination. Opposition leaders are boycotting Mr. Karami's call for a government of national unity in a dispute that clouds the outlook for parliamentary elections planned for May. Michael Drudge, VOA News, Beirut.